Nesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Mem Beis, five lines on the top of Daf Mem Beis and Alv, and we are in the middle of discussing the Pasuk in Pashma Shpatim that states, V'chiyigach Shor, Esisha Yisisha, V'mei, Sakla Yisakla Shor, V'lo Yachalas Pesari, Bala Shor Noki. And keep in mind that this Pasuk is discussing a tam that kills a person, and although we learned that in order for a person to be chayiv to pay kaifa if his animal kills a person, the animal had to be a mu'ud, however, the Pasuk teaches us that if your animal that is a tam kills a person, then the animal is chayim and sakli sakla shar, which is the pasha, of course, of a shar and iskal. And therefore, it's important to keep in mind while we learn our Gemara that this pasuk is referring to a shar that is a tam. If the Gemara brought a brisa, at least according to having a Gemara, we first thought that we learned out of the words of bala sharnaki that the basa of a shar and iskal is also bana, and then the Gemara said that we learned out of the words bala sharnaki that the or the hides of a shar and iskal is also bana, and then we saw at the bottom of daf mem alef from a base that Rabbi Leza states that we learn out of the words Baal Sharnaki that Yinaki Mechetzi Kaifer, that although once an animal is immured and kills another person, that the owner is certainly chayiv to pay Kaifer. However, an animal that is a tam that kills a person, the owner is not chayiv to pay Chetzi Kaifer. And let's also keep in mind that Rabbi Kiva asked on Rabbi Leza, Valayhu Atma Imishtalim on the Gufay, Haviyu Lebezim Yishalimcha, that Lechari, why do you need a pasuk of Baal Sharnaki to teach us that the Baal of the short tam is going to be potter from Chetzi Kaifer? Lechari, since the only payment that a person could get from a tam is only migufay and only from the actual shor itself, and since the shor will be killed based on the fact that it killed a person, that there is a din of skila as it's a shor and iskal, so the shor will be valueless, and therefore certainly it's pashut that the owner doesn't have to be chetzi kaifer. And as we will see at the bottom of that membezim alef, that Rabbi Kiva will actually bring up pshat as to what we learn out of a baal sharnaki. In regard to Rabbi Kiva's pshat, the Gemara will actually bring Rabbi Kiva's own question and say that Rabbi Kiva's own question that he asked Rabbi Beleza, is Shver and Rabbi Kiva himself, and we will get to that on Daf Mem Beis and Beis. In our Gemara begin, Tani Ida, we learned another brisa that when the pasuk says Ubala Sharnaki and it's referring to a tam, Rabbi Yisai Gluva Amen Naki Mid Mevodas is teaching us that an animal that is a tam that gores a woman and causes her to miscarry, then even if this woman doesn't die, the owner of this animal will not be chayv to pay for the mevodas. And the Rashi makes the following points regarding this din of Rabbi Yisai Gluva. Number one, he says that there was no question according to Rabbi Yisai Gluva that the owner of the tam would not pay the actual Dmei Vlodes as Lemais is the tam, and therefore the only Havminu would be that the owner would pay Chetzi Dmei Vlodes. And he also explains that the reason why Rabbi Yisai Gluva wants to learn from Baal Shal Naki that he's Naki Dmei Vlodes, even though that has nothing to do with his Pasuk and Lechera Rabbi Leza's Drasha of Baal Shal Naki that is coming to teach us that he's Naki Mechetzi Kaifa, seems to be more of in line of what the Torah is talking about at this moment. However, the Rashba says that Rabbi Yisai Gluva actually holds that if there is a tam that kills a person, that the owner would actually be chayiv chetzi kaifa, and just like b'negei amud is a din that the owner has to pay kaifa shalim, therefore when a tam kills a person, the owner of the tam has to pay chetzi kaifa, and therefore certainly he couldn't learn from a baal sharnaki that he's knocking chetzi kaifa, as he actually argues on the din of Rabbi Leza. And before we continue, let's point out the pasuk in Pashma Shpatim that states v'chiyunastu anoshim, when two men are fighting v'nokfu isha hara, and they hit a woman who was expecting v'yotzu l'odel, and she miscarried v'lo yi'asen, and there was no din of kamlei grabmane because the party didn't die, onesh onesh kashiyosis or bala isha v'nasim b'flilim, then there's a din that the man that hit this woman and caused her to miscarry will have to pay for the vlodais. Certainly if a man hits a woman and causes her to miscarry, then as long as no one dies and there's no din of kamlei grabmane, then the man who caused the miscarriage is chayiv to pay for the made vlodais. And the chiddush of Rabbi Yisai Gluva is that only applies to a man that causes a miscarriage, but it doesn't apply to a shor that causes a miscarriage. And the Gemara continues that just like when Rabbi Leza learned from the words of Baal Sharnaki that Naki Mechetzi Kaifa, and Rabbi Kiva asked a question on Rabbi Leza, so once again Rabbi Kiva will ask a question on the Shita Rabbi Yisai Gluva, who learns from the word of Baal Sharnaki that Naki Midmei Vlodes, and Amalei Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Yisai Gluva, Harei Oimed, the Pasuk in Pashma Shpatim states, Ki Nostu Anoshim, when men are fighting and they cause a miscarriage, Shanoshim Leishvarim, we learn out that the only time the responsibility to pay for the Midmei Vlodes is only when a man causes a miscarriage. However, if a shor causes a miscarriage, then there would not be a chiyuv to pay for the mevodas, and therefore, why does Rabbi Yisai Gluva have to learn this din from a baal sharnaki? And the Gemara continues in Es, Shapikam Rabbi Kiva, the Lechera, Rabbi Kiva has a very good taina on Rabbi Yisai Gluva. For the remainder of the Amid, the Gemara will try to explain what Rabbi Yisai Gluva learned out of words of Ki Yinatsu Anoshim, that therefore he wasn't able to learn on Noshim v'Leishvarim, and that's why he had to learn from Balashar Naki, the Naki Midvladis. And the Gemara begins with his first attempt, Amar Rav Ula B'Rav Idi. So Rav Ula B'Rav Idi states, Istrich, that according to Rabbi Elazar, we need the Pasuk of Balashar Naki to teach us that it's Naki Midvladis, because Salkadat Chamina, because when the Pasuk of Ki Natsu Anashim, we would think that when it says Anashim and we learn out v'Leishvarim, it only telling us v'Leishvarim Hadim Anashim, that the only time that the Torah is pattering a person for paying for the Dmei Vladis is only when the Shor was similar to a man, and Ma Anashim U'Odin, and just like when a person causes a miscarriage, he is considered Mu'ud, as we know, Odin Mu'ud Lo'Aglam, Af Shvarim U'Odin, and therefore when the Torah tells us that B'negeya Shor that causes a miscarriage, that the Shor would be Potter, that is talking about a case where the Shor is a Mu'ud, and one may therefore think, Hatam M'chayiv, but if the animal was a Tam and it causes a miscarriage, then the owner of the animal would be Chayiv to pay for half of the Dmei Vladis, and Kasav Achmana Bal Shanaki the Potter, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yisrael Lili, we need the Pasuk of Bal Shanaki in order to teach us that even if there's a Tam that causes a woman to have a miscarriage, that the owner will be Potter Lagamri and will not even be Chayiv to pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis. Now, in the top places on our Omid, Dribim Maskal Tam Chayiv, Loy Boilame Tam Shemachuyi Min Mashamui Potter, the Otum Shem the Yai Potter Yaisa, that of course they know how many of the Gemara that a Tam will be Chayiv to pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis, and the Mu will be Potter. El Hachi Kama, what the Havmina of Rabbi Elazar is, that even if there's an animal that is a Mu'ud and it causes a woman to miscarriage, then the Mu'ud Yeh Potter Shleil Chayiv by Yadah Yoisim Yitam, that at this point the Mu'ud will not be Chayiv more than the din of a Tam, and a Tam will be Chayiv to pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis, and the Mu'ud will still be Chayiv to pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Rabbi asks a question on this Pshat of Rabbi Ula B'Rei Rabbi Idi, that how could you have a Havmina that the din would be that B'negei a Tam you'd pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis, and then B'negei a Mu'ud you'd still only pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis, and you would not have to pay the full value of the Vlad. And Rabbi asked this question based on a memory, Yitzhiva Ba'ara V'Gyur B'Shmeishmaya. It is illogical to say that the citizens of a country are the ones that stay underground on the lower level, and the people that come to live there and are foreigners are the ones that are in the heavens, and they are the ones that are given the most chashivas. And of course the svar should be Pum Faket, that the people who are citizens of a country should get most covered and should have the most opportunity. And as Tesis continues at the end of the Masach HaTam HaChayiv, V'Hodekom Yitzir Ba'ara Mishum Tzat Tam Sakal She'im Mishal Al-Maguf HaChayiv Sabu Adis Le'Koshkein, that certainly if there's an animal that's a Tam and will be Chayiv to pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis, then certainly since we always find that the din of Mu'ud is more than the din of Tam, so certainly the din should be that if there's a Mu'ud that causes a miscarriage, then the owner should have to pay the full value of the Dmei Vladis. And the Gemara continues that because of this question of Rabbah, therefore Rabbah will learn a different pshat as the Habmin of Rabbi Yisrael Glili and why he needs the Pasuk of Ubala Shonaki, if L'chir we have the Pasuk of Ki Yinatsu Anashim, and we can learn from that Pasuk Anashim V'lo Yishvarim. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rabbah, and therefore Rabbah says, Istrich, that Rabbi Yisrael Glili does need the Pasuk of Ubala Shonaki to teach us that Naki Midmei Vladis, as if we would only have the Pasuk of Anashim V'lo Yishvarim. So Salkadait Ramina, one may have thought, Anashim V'lo Yishvarim Hadayim L'Anashim, that the only time that there's a Ptor to play for Dmei Vladis is only B'negei the Shvarim that are similar to Anashim, that Ma Anashim Wadin, Ashvar Muadin, and just like B'negei Anashim, they are Muadin, as we said before, that Adam Muad La'ilam, and that is the case where the man would be Chayiv to pay for Dmei Vladis if he causes a woman to miscarry. However, if there's a Muad that causes a woman to miscarry, then the owner of that Muad would not be Chayiv to pay for Dmei Vladis, the Kalvachayma L'tam and Deptiri, and therefore, certainly based on a Kalvachayma, we would certainly say that if there's a Tam that causes a woman to miscarry, that the owner of the Tam certainly will be Potter to pay for Dmei Vladis. Rabbi Yisrael Glili is coming to be Lafuke from this Svara, and Hoda Kotzer Rachmana Balashar Naki, that Tam Potter Umur Chayim, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael Glili learns from the Pasuk of Balashar Naki, which is stated regarding a Tam, that it's only B'negei a Tam, that Balashar will be Naki and will be Potter from Dmei Vladis. But if an animal that's a Muad causes a woman to miscarry, then the owner of the Muad will actually be Chayim to pay for Dmei Vladis. And keep in mind that according to Rabbah, he's changing the way we understand the words of Bala Shanaki, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, as when we saw the din of Rav Ula B'Rei Rav Idi, the original Havmina was that if there's a Tam that causes a miscarriage, then there would be a Chiyuv on the owner to pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis, and Rabbi Yisrael Glili was trying to teach us that Bala Shanaki, that the owner of a Tam is not going to be Chayiv to pay Chetzi Dmei Vladis. However, according to what Rabbah is learning, we actually would have known that the din is both by a Mu'ud and by a Tam, that the owner is going to be Potter L'Gamri, and now the Pasuk of Bala Shanaki tells us that it's only regarding a Tam that the Bala Shar is Naki. However, B'negei a Mu'ud, the owner will be responsible to pay for the Dmei Vladis. And the Gemara continues, confused and is still not happy with his pshat in Rabbi Yisrael Glibi, as Amalei Abaya, as Abaya asked the question to Rabba, and Lemeata, if you're correct, this is what you're going to learn from the words of Bala Shanaki, so Lechir, Gabi Baishas Nami Neimahachi, then Rabbi Yisrael Glibi should have also taught us that there's a din that a shar is pata from causing Baishas to a person, and as we know, if a person hurts another person, then the person would be chayiv for Heidvarim, he'd be chayiv for Nezek Tsar, Ripu Shavasim Baishas. However, if an animal hurts a person, then he's not chayiv to pay for any of the five dvarim aside from Nezek. And Abaye explains his question that since we know that in Pashak Yisaitse, the Pasuk states, Ki Yinotzu Anoshim Yachtov, when two people are fighting, Ishva Ochiv, Vekorva Isha Sa'echad, Lahatzel Se'isha Miyad Me'akeo, Veshoch Yodav Echzikav Mevushav, and that Pasuk is talking about a chiyah for a person to pay for Baishas, and the Pasuk states, Vechi Yinotzu Anoshim, and in that Pasuk we could also learn, Anoshim Vleishvarim Hadayim L'Anoshim, that the only time that the chiyah to pay for Baishas is only when two men are fighting. However, if a shor damages a person, the owner of the shor would not be chayav to pay for baishas. And we learn now, ma noshim moadin, afshvar moadin, and mikavachim litamin de patiri. Just like when the Torah teaches us, the chiyav for baishas is talking about a person, and a person is a muad la'ilam. Therefore, b'negei shvarim, when it tells us that the pata, it's teaching us that even a muad will be pata from baishas, and certainly a tam will be pata from baishas. Therefore, l'chayav, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glibi, he should now learn out of the pasuk of Bala Shanaki that had the kasser achmana Bala Shanaki that tam pata muad chayav. That even though from the pasuk of chiyinashu anoshim yachtav, we would think that the owner of an animal is going to be pata to pay for baishas, and not only b'negei muad, but even by a tam. But l'chayav, the pasuk of Bala Shanaki should now come to teach us that the only time that we say that the Bala Shanaki is only in the case of a tam. But if a muad causes damage to a person and causes baishas, then the owner of that muad would actually be chayav to pay for baishas. And as Taisus points out, that this would be extended not only to baishas, but to tsar ripui and shevis as well. And the Gemara continues, and if you can tell me that in the Chinami, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glibi, we could actually learn this out of the pasuk of Bala Shanaki, the only time that the owner of the shor would be part for dal dvarim is only by a tam, but by a muad, the in the Chinami, the Bala shor would be chayav to pay for the dal dvarim. But if so, the Gemara states, Hachi listening Bala Shanaki, Rabbi Yisrael Glibi, Omer, Patrim, and Beis Vadis, Umi Baishas, then Lachari and the Bryce that we brought five lines on the top of the Amid, and it would have been very easy for Rabbi Yisrael Glibi actually to tell us that we learned two dinim out of the words of Bala Shanaki. Number one, we will learn that the owner of a tam is going to be potter for paying for the mevadis, but the owner of a muad will be chayiv. And number two, that the owner of a tam is going to be potter for paying for baishas, but the owner of a muad will be chayiv to pay for baishas. And therefore, this can't be the proper pshat in Rabbi Yisrael Glibi. And the Gemara will now continue and bring a pshat that Abaye Rava will say as to explaining the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Glibi. And then we will see that Rav Ado Bahava will ask a question on Abaye and Rava, and therefore Rav Ado Bahava will ultimately come up with a final pshat as to what Rabbi Yisrael Glibi holds. And before we begin, let's just point out there's a machlekes in Masechta Sanhedrin between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon in regard to the chiyav for someone that kills another person. And the Tanakhama holds that if Reuven had kavana to kill Shimon, and instead of killing Shimon, he kills Rachel, the din is that Reuven is going to be chayiv misa, and miskaven laharig v'zer, v'harig zeh is going to be chayiv. However, Rabbi Shimon holds that the only time that Reuven will be chayiv misa is only been miskaven laharig zeh, and he killed that person. So if Reuven had intent to kill Shimon, and he kills Shimon, then Reuven will be chayiv misa. However, Reuven had intent to kill Shimon, but instead he kills Rachel, then Reuven will not be chayiv misa. Number two, it's important to note that although everyone agrees that if someone kills someone b'mezid, and therefore they're going to be chayiv misa, that certainly they're going to be part of mimamin based on the din of kavanah d'rabbanan. However, Tanan v'chizkiya actually adds to that and says that even chayiv misa shaygin is peturim mitashlumin. However, Rashi points out that in our sugya, Rav Ado Bahava will actually not hold of this Tanan v'chizkiya, and he will hold that chayiv misa shaygin is actually chayiv mitashlumin. Based on this hakdama, let's continue with our Gemara. So Ela Abaye v'Rava d'Ami Tavayu. Therefore, based on this question, so Abaye and Rava now come to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Glibi as to why Rabbi Yisrael Glibi had to learn out of the pasuk of Bala Shanaki that Noki midrei vlades. If l'chir, we have the pasuk that states ki yinotzu anoshim, and we learn out anoshim v'leishvarim. Therefore, Abaye and Rava explain because according to Rabbi Yisrael Glibi, we actually will learn a din that has nothing to do with the din of dmei vlades. And as we will see, that Abaye and Rava will hold like the Tanakama that even if Reuven had intent to kill Shimon and instead he kills Rachel, the din is that Reuven will be chayiv misa, and therefore there will be a din of kamid rabbanei. Therefore, Abaye and Rava teach us that from the word anoshim we would learn out that it's only b'negei anoshim that ein osam b'isha yonshu, that if Reuven is fighting with Shimon and has intent to kill Shimon and instead hits Rachel, then if there's no osam b'isha and Rachel doesn't die, then yonshu, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay for the dmei blodes. Yesh osam b'isha. However, if Rachel dies, then Reuven is chayiv misa, and therefore it is a din of common rabne and lo yonshu, and therefore we will not be chayiv to pay for the dmei vlodes. And we would then learn v'lo shvarim, but this din does not apply to shvarim if there is a shor that is a tam, the avagav deish osin yonshu, and even if the shor kills a woman, in that case the shor will be put to death because he's a shor niskal, but the maisa, the owner, is not going to be chayiv misa, as only his shor is killed, but the owner himself is not going to be killed, either in the case where his shor is a tam or if his shor is a mu'ud, and therefore the concept of kamlid rabbinate does apply, and therefore the owner would have to pay for the dmei vlodes. And therefore Abai and Rav explained that that's why Rabbi Yisrael teaches us how the kos rachmano bala shanoki de potter, that that's why the pasuk tells us that bala shanoki, in all cases, if a shor kills a woman or he doesn't kill the woman and he causes her to lose a child, that the owner of the shor will always be potter from dmei vlodes. Gemara now continues mask of lore of Adar Bahava. So Rav Adar Bahava asks a question on this pshat of Abai and Rav, because Otto Boston tali milsa bekavon tali milsa, as the maaser of Adar Bahava argues on Abai and Rav, as although Abai and Rav held like the Tanakama, and they held that in the case where Reuven was scavin la'argazeh and he wanted to kill Shimon and instead he killed Rachel, that the din of kamlid rabbi does apply as Reuven is chayim misa, but Rav Adar Bahava says I pass him like Rav Shimon that if miskavin la'argazeh is going to be pato, and therefore how can you tell me that there's a case that ein osim be'isha yanshu and yesh osim be'isha lo yanshu? Certainly even a case where Reuven had intent to kill Shimon and instead he killed Rachel, then it's a case of miskavin la'argazeh, and therefore Reuven is pato m'misa, and therefore the din of kamlid rabbi doesn't apply, as I don't hold like the Tana of Chizkiah, and I don't hold Chayim Misa Shaking is Ptur Min Ab Tashlumin, and therefore how can you tell me that the Pasuk of Anoshim is coming to teach us that Ein Asim Isha Yanshu and Yesh Asim Isha Lo Yanshu, if even if there's Asim Isha there would be a Chi of a Mammon, the din of Kamal Rabbani doesn't apply, and certainly Reuven will be Chayiv to pay for the Dmei Vlodes even in the case where he killed Rachel. And because of this question, therefore Rav Adar Bahava says a similar pshat as Abai and Rava, but he changes the words a bit in order to fit in according to the Shita of Rav Shimon. And as the Gemara continues, Elam Rav Adar Bahava Anoshim, when the Pasuk says the word Anoshim, we will learn out that it's only Benigea, a man that's fighting with another man, that there's a chilip between if he killed a person or if he didn't kill a person. And Kizkavnu Zelzeh, that if Reuven had Kavana to kill Shimon, and instead of killing Shimon, he killed Rachel, that Afagav Sheish Asim Isha Yanchu, that even if he killed Rachel, since Miskavan Lar Gazer, Bahar Gazer is Pata, therefore the din of Kavanah Rabbanei doesn't apply, because they don't hold like Tanav Echizkiah, and therefore Reuven be Chayiv to pay for the Mevlades, as there's no din of Kavanah Rabbanei, but Kizkav Isha Asim Lo Yanchu. But if Reuven actually had Kavana to kill Rachel, and then he also caused her to lose a child and to miscarry, then since in that case Reuven is Chayiv Misa, so we would have the din of Kavanah Rabbanei, and Reuven would be Pata for the Mevlades, and we would have a Hamid to learn V'lo Shvarim, that this din doesn't apply to Shvarim, that Afilu Miskav Isha Atzma Yanchu, that even if the animal had Kavana to kill Rachel, then certainly since Reuven is not Chayiv Misa for the damages and for his shark killing someone, then certainly Reuven be Chayiv to pay for Dmei Vlodes even by a tam. And that is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael, that Kos Rachmana Bala Shanaki the Petiri, and that's why the Torah tells Bala Shanaki to teach us that in all cases where an animal causes a woman to have a miscarriage, and it doesn't make a difference if the woman died or if she didn't die, and doesn't make a difference if the shor was a tam or if the shor was a mu'ud, the owner would be potter to pay for Dmei Vlodes. And the Gemara ends off this discussion, V'chein ki Asa Rav Chagi Medrema, and Rav Chagi came from the south of Eretz Yisrael, so Asa V'aisi Mastisa B'yodei Kavosir Rav Adar Bahava, he came and he brought a brisa which says exactly like the din of Rav Adar Bahava, and did a pshat in Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The way that we just explained the concept of Abai and Rava and the concept of Rav Adar Bahava is based on Rashi, however Tosfos and the other Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they say that L'chira, if Rav Adar Bahava's entire question to Abai and Rava is that I hold like Rav Shimon and I also hold against the Tanna Rechizkiah, so L'chira, it's not a major question on Abai and Rava, as Abai and Rava could just respond that we hold like the Tanakama and we hold like most hold, which is like Tanna Rechizkiah, that Chayim Mishishagin is Petumin at Tushlumin, and as Taisa says, Umiyakaman, the less late the Tanna Rechizkiah and Ayin Shum, were based on these questions and other questions, Taisa therefore learns our Sugya differently. The Gemara will now continue and bring another Pshat in Baal Shanaki. So let's keep in mind that we had a Gemara beforehand that learned out of a Baal Shanaki that the hides of a Shor Niskal is Asabanda, and then we saw the Pshat of Rabbi Elazar that Inoki Mechatzi Kaifa, and we just saw the Pshat of Rabbi Yisrael Glili that Inoki Mechatzi Vlades, and both on the Pshat of Rabbi Yisrael Glili and on the Pshat of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva asked a question, and our Braisa will now bring down what Rabbi Kiva actually learns from the words of Baal Shanaki. So Tanya Idach, we learned another Braisa, the Benigeya Shor Niskal, the Pasuk says, Baal Shanaki, and Rabbi Kiva Imen, Noki Mechatzi Eved, that the Pasuk is teaching you that although if a person kills an Eved Knani or a Shifcha Knanis, he has to pay the Odin of that Eved 30 Shkolim, and although certainly if a Shor Amud kills a Eved Knani or a Shifcha Knanis, that certainly the owner would have to pay a 30 shekel knas to the Adin. And as the Pasuk states in Pashmi Shpatim, in Eved Yigach Hashar, Omo, Kesef Shleshim Shkolim, Yitin Ladina, Bashar Yisakel. And whatever Rabbi Kiva teaches us, that you may have a Hamina, that if a short Tam kills an Eved Knani, that the owner will be chayed to pay a knas of 30 shekel, Kamashbulan Ubala Sharnoki, owner of a short Tam that kills an Eved Knani, will not be chayed to pay a knas of 30 shekel. However, if a shor kills a person, then the owner of the shor is not chayav to pay the knas of shleishim shkolim. And Taisu Rabbeinu Peretz points out that don't think that the havmin would be that since a tam killed his eved, therefore the owner would have to pay 50% of shleishim shekel, and he would only have to pay 15 shekel, as this sheet of the Gemara is going like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva l'shitasa, who will teach us on daf mem beis and beis. Now, although we know that if a shor tam shtoises either another animal or damages something, then he only pays chetzi nezek. However, if the shor damages a person, then the owner of the shor has to pay nezek shalim. And just like if a shor damages a person, according to Rabbi Kiva, you have to pay nezek shalim. Therefore, the Gemara's havmin is that if a shor kills an eved knani, that the owner would have to pay the full knas of 30 shekel. And that's why the pasuk tells us, "Ubala shor noki," that noki midme eved, that the owner of a shor tam doesn't have to pay anything at all. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Kiva himself asked a question to Rabbi Lezer, that why would you need a pasuk of ubala shor noki to teach us that he's noki mechetzi kaifa, if l'chayri the only way they could collect from a tam is only migufai, and l'maisa this shor is chay misa because it killed a person, and the din is that it has to have skila as it's a shor niskal, and therefore there is no value to this animal, and certainly there would be no way for the owner to go and collect chetzi kaifa. And keep in mind that we had two different versions as to what Rabbi Lezer's response was to Rabbi Kiva. In either case, Rabbi Lezer responded that I was talking about a case where this animal was not going to be chayiv to be killed, and there was no chiv of skila, as either he said, Kishahimis is Adam al Piedechad, Oyapi Bailim, or as Rabbi Lezer said in the second version, Ain Dini Elbim Miskavala Arzabim, Varza Adam, Ola Mitzvah of Hargisrol, Unfalam Harg Ben Kayama. Gemara continues in the Raf Mem Bez and Bez, and the Gemara now asks this question that Rabbi Kiva asked on Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Kiva himself, and as the Gemara states, for the name of Rabbi Kiva Nafshe, Rabbi Kiva should ask the same question to himself and on his own Shita, that the only way to collect any money is only from the Guf Hashar and Haviul Bezim Yishalim Lecha. So how can you even have a Hamina that the owner of the Shor Tam that will kill an Eved will be chayav to pay Shleishim Shekel, if the owner could just say that Lemaisa this Shor is worthless as it's chayav Skila, and therefore there's no way for you to collect the Shleishim of the Eved? And why would Rabbi Kiva need the Pasuk of Ubala Shor Noki to teach us that the owner of a Shor Tam that kills an Eved Knani will be potter from Shleishim Shekel? And our Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak response for Rabbi Kiva, that the case of Rabbi Kiva is where the owner went and prior to having a Gemar Din and Bezin, that Paskin, that this Shar is a Shar Havaniskal, he went and shechted this animal, and therefore there is value to the Guf of the animal of the Tam, and that's why if you're Rabbi Kiva, there would be Havmina, that even though that this Shar is a Tam, that since it killed an Eved Knani, that the owner of the Tam would have to pay Shleishim Shekel from the Guf of the animal that he shechted. And as the Gemara continues, you may think that you go and pay the 30 shekel from the guf of this animal that you shechted, mashmalon hoilu bash katalu, that since this animal would be chayiv skila because he killed a person, afgad the shechte, that even though that you shechted this animal, and even though there is a place to take the money from in order to pay for the shleishim shekel, lo lishtalim minei, the owner doesn't have responsibility to pay shleishim shekel and is not chayiv to pay shleishim shaleved. And the Gemara continues, ihachi, if it's true that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak had a response for this question for Rabbi Kiva, that's talking about a case, kishikadim bala v'shachtu, and therefore there was value to this animal, and you could go and collect migufay. L'chayr, how is it possible that Rabbi Kiva would ask the same question to Rabbi Lezer, and he asked him, v'aloy atzma im mishtalam migufay, haviyu lebezim v'yishalam l'cha, if l'chayr Rabbi Lezer nabi kishikadim v'shachtu, for Rabbi Lezer himself, we could give the same response, and we could say, that's talking about a case where the owner went and shechted this animal prior to the Gemar Din, and therefore there was value to the guf of the Shor Hatam. The Gemara answers, hachinami, that really, according to Rabbi Lezer, we could have had the same teretz. The Sava, but Rabbi Kiva still asked the question because Dilma Isle Taimachmina the other Mahai Benemele, as he thought that maybe Rabbi Lezer would come up with a better response and he'll tell him another response as to this question and give him another example as to how it's possible to have a shor tam that you'll pay migufay if the shor is a shor niskal. And in a chenami, Rabbi Lezer actually gave two other examples of kshehimis adam al piyed echad oyal pi bailim, and he gave the second pshat of miskavon la'argzavim v'harg za'adam olam mitzvah v'harg yisrael and l'mfalam v'harg ben kayama. And the Gemara now asks Rabbi Lezer, why did Rabbi Lezer have to come up with two other pshatim? Rabbi Elazar could have given a very simple answer that the case is where Reuven went ahead and shechted his shartam prior to the Gemara Din. And the Gemara answers, Omer l'chor, Rabbi Elazar will respond that I dafka wanted to give my teretz as hasam hu din eskavan l'arig zabim v'arig z'odam, that specifically in a case where the shor had kavana to kill a behema and instead killed the person, the shor labak talu klal, then in that case the shor is not chayiv misa at all and it's not pshat that he's chayiv misa, but the owner found a way around it and went and improperly shechted the animal prior to the Gemara Din. And that's why, since the shor is not chayiv misa at all, so then you would have a hamida, maybe the animal's owner would be chayiv chetzi kaifa, and it's a kral amute, and that's why, according to Rabbi Elazar, we need the pasuk of Bala Sharnaki to come to remind that the owner is not chayiv chetzi kaifa, aval hocha, but in the case where it was miscavered to kill a person and actually kill the person, and the only reason that there's value to the shor and to the guf hashor of this tam is only because the owner of the tam improperly went and shechted this animal prior to the Gemara Din of Bezdin, and if so, the mikor baktala hava, really this animal is a baktala, then leitzer akra afagav the shachtei, that even though the owner went and properly shechted the animal, Rabbi Elazar would not need a pasuk of Baal Sharnaki to teach us that the owner would be pata from chetzi kaifa. And as Rashi says, aval hachad the shor baktalu, over here the shor is really chayim misa, and therefore tchilas dina niflum mammon v'lichol of tashlumin, therefore immediately he's pata from mammon and is never going to be a chiyuv for the owner to pay chetzi kaifa dikel meimav viu lebezin, and it's impossible to say they should bring him to bezin hilka kikadim mishachta nami b'loy krav miftov b'loy tzar krav. And according to Rabbi Elazar, we not need a pasuk in this scenario. Or continue that this svara, what we just mentioned, according to Rabbi Elazar, l'chari is a valid svara, and therefore the Rabbi Kiva nami vade hachihu l'chari. This question should be a question of Rabbi Kiva, that how could Rabbi Kiva say that the case of the tam over here is a situation where there's value to the guf hatam because the owner went and improperly shechted this animal, but l'chari, even though the owner did this improperly, should still be pasha to us that the owner is definitely going to be pata to pay for shleishim shekel, even though his animal that's a tam killed this eved knani, and even though you found a scenario where the shor tam has value, but of course the shor tam is still really a baktala, and the value that he found is improper value. And the Gemara continues that based on this question, Elam Rabasi, therefore Rabasi says, Hai milsa mipi gav rabba shmili, that I heard this idea from a gav rabba, umano, and who's the gav rabba, Rabbi Yisrael b'chino, that sachad ad chamino, that Rabbi Kiva's havmin is, hoil v'am Rabbi Kiva, af tam shechov v'adam shalom v'meisa nezer cholim, that since Rabbi Kiva's shetase holds, that if his tam doesn't damage an animal and doesn't damage an item, but instead damages a person, that even though he's a tam, he'll still pay nezek shalom and he'll still pay just like a muad, and therefore there would be havmino that mishtal nami demei eved maliyah, that maybe when a shor tam kills an eved knani, not only would the owner have to pay shleishim shekel, but he would have to pay it min aliyah, and therefore even if the shor tam will be killed, lemaisa the owner doesn't have to pay only migufay, and he has to pay min aliyah, and therefore the owner would still be responsible to pay shleishim shekel even if it's a shor tam that kills an eved knani. And kas rachmona baal sharnaki, and therefore the Torah tells us that the baal sharnaki, that the owner of a shor tam that kills an eved knani, is not chayav to pay shleishim shekel. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Zeira Rav Asi, so Rav Zeira asked Rav Asi that how can you say this would be the havmina of Rabbi Kiva, but tav Rabbi Kiva l'gzizei del maisa on daf heyom and aleph, where Rabbi Kiva actually taught us that if a shor tam damages a person, that the owner of the shor tam would pay nezek shalim, and he had a havmina, maybe the din is that not only would the owner of the tam pay nezek shalim, but he'd pay min aliyah and not migufay. And Rabbi Kiva l'maisa broke that svara, and he broke the strength of his question. The Tanya is willing to the Braisa. Rabbi Kiva himself stated, Yachli Shalom min aliyah, we would think that a tam that damages a person would not only pay nezek shalim, but would also pay min aliyah. Tam l'maisa, the pasuk says, Kamish b'dazeh, ye'asaloi, migufa mishalim, ve'in mishalim min aliyah. Then in all cases, a tam pays migufay and doesn't pay min aliyah. And therefore, how could we have a havmina that if there's a tam that kills an eved knani, that the owner would have to pay min aliyah and would have to pay 30 shekel? If l'maisa, Rabbi Kiva himself says that a tam always pays migufay and never min aliyah. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rabban, therefore Rav explains, Istrich, that according to Rabbi Kiva, we needed the pasuk of Baal Sharnaki, as although certainly, as we learned in Daf Hei Min Aleph, according to Rabbi Kiva, that although a short time that shtoises a person and damages a person is chayiv nezek sholim and only pays migufay and not min aliyah, but one may have a havmina that if it is an animal that kills an eved knani, that we may still have a havmina, the owner of the short time would pay shloishim shel eved and would even pay it min aliyah. The reason why we would think that the owner of a short time that kills an eved knani would pay min aliyah and would have to pay shleishim shekel, and that the din b'digei an eved knani would even be more chomer than an animal that shtoises and hurts a person, because sakat et chamina, one may have thought, hoilo mechamina be'eved yosem ben chayrin, since we find that there is a chomer b'digei an eved knani more than a ben chayrin, she ben chayrin yafas seller, nates and seller, because if an animal kills a ben chayrin, then the owner of the animal only has to pay based on the value of the domain nizik or the domain mazik, and he only has to pay the actual value. And if the appraisal is for a seller, then you have to pay a seller, and shleishim, nates and shleishim, and if the value of the person is 30 shekel, then you have to pay 30. But the eved, you have to sell nates and shleishim, but when again, eved knani, it doesn't make a difference as to the value of eved knani. We know if a person kills an eved knani, then it doesn't make a difference if the eved knani is even only worth 1 shekel, they still has to pay 30 shekel to the adon of the eved knani. Therefore, Bakiva had havmina mishtal nami dmei eved min aliyah, that maybe you'd also pay the value of the eved knani min aliyah and not mi gufay, and therefore, even by a tam, the owner would be chayit to pay shleishim shekel. And that's why kasher rachmana baal shanoki, so the Torah tells us the baal shanoki and the owner of a tam that kills an eved knani is not going to be potter anything at all and is not chayit to pay min aliyah. And l'chir, at this point of the Gemara, it now makes sense why Rabbi Akiva did not have a havmina like Rabbi Elazar, that the owner of a shartam would be chayiv to pay kaifa when his animal kills a regular person. Certainly, there is no question that when a shartam kills a person, the shartam would be chayiv to pay min gufay, and therefore, v'aloi atzmai im ishtal min gufay, haviyu lebezdin v'ishal mincha, and that's why Rabbi Akiva had that taina on Rabbi Elazar. But according to Rabbi Akiva himself, since he's talking about shleishim shel eved, therefore Rabbi Akiva had havmina, the din of a tam that kills a eved knani would be more stringent than the din of a shartam that kills a regular person. And the Gemara continues, Tanin Kavasi to Rava, we have a brisa will prove that the svara of Rabbi Akiva was exactly as Rava stated, as the pasuk says, Baal Sharnaki, and Rabbi Akiva says, we learn from the pasuk of Baal Sharnaki that Naki Midmei Eved, and the brisa is, Valoi Dinu, that why would Rabbi Akiva need a pasuk of a Baal Sharnaki to teach us that the owner of a shartam is going to be potter from paying for the Dmei Eved, but Lachir it is a Kavachimra that he should be potter from the Dmei Eved based on the following, that Hoyle Vachayib Eved, Vachayib Ben Chayrin, and since we know that the Torah is mechayiv a person to pay kaifa when his animal that's a mu'ud kills a person, and the Torah is also mechayiv a person to pay 30 shekel if his shamu'ud kills a eved knadi, and since we know that the Torah states that if a shar kills a ben chayrin, that the only time that the owner is chayiv is only when it's a shamu'ud, but the shar tam there's no din of kaifa, so afka shechayiv be'eved nachlo ben betam lamu'ud. Similarly, where a person shar kills an eved knadi, that there is a chilav between a tam and a mu'ud, and the owner is only going to be chayiv to pay shloshim shel eved benegay his shar mu'ud that kills the eved knadi, and not in the case of a shar tam that kills an eved knadi. V'oid kavuchaymu, and not only is it a svara, but it's based on a kavuchaymu ma ben chayin shneisin kol shaviv, that just like benegay ben chayin, we are sure that kills ben chayin, the owner is chayiv to pay for the full value of the person, either the main mazik or the main nizik chalakta by mitam mu'ud. And even so, the Torah says that there is no chayiv of kaifa when a shar tam kills a person, and it's only a chiyuv of kaifa when a shar mu'ud kills a person. Therefore, certainly, eved she'im neis din ha'shleishim, in the case of eved, where the owner is only going to be responsible to pay a knas, and will only pay 30 shekel, even if the eved is worth more than that, and then she'nachle ben tam l'mu'ud, then certainly the Torah is mechal between a tam l'mu'ud and b'negeya tam, the owner will not be chayiv to pay anything, and it's only b'negeya a shar mu'ud that kills an eved knani, where the owner is going to have to pay 30 shekel. And the b'risa responds, loy, that that's not the proper svara, and the reason why Rabbi Akiva needed the pasuk of Baal Sharnaki is machmirin be'eved yosim ben chayin, because we may have a havmina that we should be machmir in a case where a shar kills an eved knani more than a case where a shar kills ben chayin. She ben chayin yafa sella nesin sella, because ben negei ben chayin, even if the ben chayin is only worth a sella, you would only pay a sella and shleishim nesin shleishim, and only if the ben chayin is worth 30 shekel, then you would pay 30. However, eved yafa sella nesin shleishim, that ben negei eved knani, even if the eved knani only has a value of a sella, the owner of the shor that killed the eved knani is chayiv to pay shleishim, so yochli yei chayiv, and therefore Rabbi Akiva had a havmina that maybe the owner of a shor tam would also be chayiv to pay shleishim shekel and would pay min aliyah tam leima baal shanoki noki min bei eved, and therefore Rabbi Akiva needed the limud of baal shanoki to teach us that the owner of a shor tam is potter to pay min aliyah and is potter to pay shleishim shel eved in a case where a shor tam killed an eved knani. And this is exactly the way that Rav explained the svara of Rabbi Akiva. And keep in mind that the Gemara said that the din of eved knani is more chomer than the din of a hedyet, because l'maisa, if an eved knani is only valued at one seller, then the owner would still have to pay 30 shekel, and Tosis Nivu Maschel Ve'Eved Yafas Sel Nesin Lamed Es Afa Gav De Shav Kuf In Nesin El Shleishim. Even though the Eved also has a Kula, as in the case where the Eved is worth 100 Selah, that the owner would still only have to pay 30 Shekel Mikal Makub Kivish Nesin Kitz Beshel Shleishim. Since the Torah gives a set amount of 30 Afa Bishin Shav El Selah, even in the case where it's only worth Selah or Yosa Shelo Ilam Kitz Ve'Imedes, and therefore there will always be a set price. In King Gamke Shashar In Shav Klum, and even in the case where the Shor is not valuable at all and has no value, Tia Kayemes, therefore that itself is a Chumrah. However, I am the Rajba who's bothered by the same question, and the Rajba points out that Lo Ilam Shleishim Havi Chumr Tvei, Mishum De Yosim Matsu, Sheinu Shavu Shleishim, Na Shavu Yosim Shleishim, as it's more normal for an Eved Kanani to be worth less than Shleishim Shekel than to be valued at more than 30 Shekel, and therefore by the Torah setting a set price of 30 Shekel for the killing of an Eved Kanani, that is considered a greater Chumrah, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.